Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to be able to share this time with you. Today, we're going to talk about the power of healing and how we can effectively manifest this divine quality in our earthly experiences. Our physical bodies are truly the most amazing instruments in the universe. So today, we're going to discuss how we can apply the mental and emotional aspects of healing in a practical and effective manner. We're also going to explore how we can accelerate the natural healing process of the body by utilizing the healing light of our Father, Mother, God. As you listen to this online radio broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We are functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that the love of God is lifting you up, and as you are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with you. For we are one. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through these wondrous but often challenging times. So remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. It's important for us to understand with greater clarity the need for healing and maintaining health in our physical bodies. So let's talk about just what causes our physical bodies to malfunction and to become diseased in the first place. Every cell and organ of our physical bodies is composed of electronic light, electronic energy, molecules, atoms, electrons, neutrons, protons, etc., all kinds of atomic and subatomic particles and waves of pure light. When we are in a perfect state of health, the electronic substance of our bodies is vibrating at a very high frequency of harmony. In this state, we have a natural immunity that is invulnerable. When our bodies are naturally immune, we are able to deflect all of the diseases. When our bodies are vibrating at this high frequency, the cells and membranes are strong, and diseases of all kinds are just deflected away. Then our natural immune system takes over and consumes the destructive organisms. We all fight off cancer cells, bacteria, viruses, and various other forms of disease every single day. It is only when there is an imbalance or discordant frequency of vibration within the cells of our body that our cell membranes become weak and disease can penetrate into the cells and take hold. To heal the physical body, we must learn what causes the body to develop the discordant frequency of vibration. and then what steps can be taken to accelerate the vibration back to its perfect state of immunity. To understand this process, we must again look at the law of the circle, that what we are sending out through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings returns to us. This is a natural universal law that we are all subject to while abiding in this physical plane. When the electronic energy from the universal source of all life, our Father, Mother, God, is allowed to pass through the body harmoniously, there is no interference in the vibration or the vibratory action of our cells and organs. In fact, as this energy goes out, it accumulates additional harmonious energy along the way, and then it returns to us. This returning flow of constructive energy penetrates our body and works as an accelerator to increase the vibration of the cells and organs to an even higher frequency. Unfortunately, when we take our gift of life and we intercept this flow of energy from our Father, Mother, God, and because of our negative frame of mind or our anger or frustration, we change the vibration from its perfect frequency of harmony into discordant mutations of hatred, anger, frustration, fear, etc., the very opposite thing happens. The cohesive power of love is the same frequency that vibrates as the magnetic center of the atom. In an atom smasher, with all of its power and dynamic pressure, it releases the electrons in one atom. But when we have an emotional outburst of anger or fear or frustration, that destructive energy explodes through the cells and organs of our physical body like an atom bomb, and it literally shatters the magnetic poles within the atoms that make up the cells of our bodies. As we proceed through our life, setting off these atomic explosions in our physical bodies, the atomic structure gradually becomes weaker, and our cells begin to disintegrate, enabling all manner of disease to enter the cells and to take hold of our bodies. Then, to compound the problem, this destructive energy accumulates additional negative energy as it returns to us, bombarding us again with heavy, discordant vibrations. When this negative energy returns to us and passes through the cells of our bodies, it is like putting our finger in the fan, and our bodies are vibrating at a particular frequency, then this discordant barrage of energy enters our bodies, and the electrons begin slowing down and wobbling on their axis as this energy interpenetrates all of that atomic substance, and their vibration becomes distorted. The more we are discovering, or I should say understanding, about the law of life and our physical existence in this dimension, the more we are becoming aware that every atom in the body revolves around a core of purity, a core of love that is affected by every emotion that we have. Negative emotions set these atoms off center and cause them to become weak and distorted. Harmonious, positive energy strengthens the magnetic centers, preventing this disintegration, and it brings harmony and health as it accelerates the vibration of our bodies. For quite some time, the medical world has known that the mental attitude of a patient is critical to the healing process, and in certain cases, even to the survival of the patient. With a greater understanding of natural law, the reasons for this become quite obvious. A study was done at the University of California in Los Angeles with cancer patients to find out why some people respond so much better to treatment than others. At first, it was thought that some patients naturally did well because their disease was not as severe. But on closer scrutiny, it was discovered that the severity of the illness was only one of a number of factors that accounted for the differences between those who recovered and those who did not. It was discovered that there were certain major characteristics among the survivors, and these characteristics were that they all had a strong will to live, and that they were not panicky about their illness. Each one of them had confidence in their ability to persevere. And despite all of the forecasts to the contrary, these patients believed that they could make it and that they could transcend those prognoses. They were capable of joyous response, and they were convinced that their treatment would work. As far back as 1977, a Nobel Prize was granted in the field of medicine for research that was done on the mental aspects of healing. And it was discovered that joy and happiness, as well as laughter, cause electrical impulses in the brain that release hormones and enhance our natural immune system. Conversely, it was discovered that anger, resentment, and hatred cause the release of hormones that suppress our natural immune system. It has also been found that tears from laughter, tears from grief, and tears from peeling onions have entirely different chemical compositions. The incredibly exciting part of our greater awareness of natural law is that even though through a lack of understanding we may have done things in the past that attributed to the current state of dis-ease in our physical body, we now have the practical tools available to help us correct the situation. The importance of understanding our responsibility in the breakdown of our natural immune system is certainly not to instill blame or guilt, but rather to help us understand that disease is a human miscreation, and therefore we as human beings have the power to do something about it. I would like to share with you some detailed information that will help you apply the natural resources available to all of us that will accelerate the healing process of our bodies. This information is not intended to take the place of sound medical assistance, but it can easily be incorporated with any treatment that you are presently taking. I want to stress the point that I said sound medical assistance. Many times people feel that because some people have completed medical school or have an MD next to their name, that they are all-knowing. But doctors of all degrees are fallible, and we owe it to ourselves to be perceptive and discerning in choosing with whom we would like to entrust our well-being. We need to keep abreast of the times and informed about new research, techniques, and methods of treating our particular afflictions, so that when a type of treatment is suggested to us, we can make an educated decision. To begin our journey back to vibrant health and vitality, we must expand our self-awareness. For greater understanding of just how our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions affect our health, we should realize that we are working with four different energy fields. These energy fields are referred to as our earthly bodies, and they are vehicles that we use to navigate around in the physical plane. For our purposes here, I'm going to call them our four lower bodies. We have a dense physical body, which we can all see and are very aware of. This is the body which may malfunction and become diseased. We also have an etheric body, which is more refined and less dense. This etheric body is identical to the physical body, and it extends a little beyond our physical form. It is composed of various chemical ethers. This energy field has been photographed with Curlian photography, and the radiance of the etheric body is what is being called our aura. We have an etheric counterpart to each cell and organ of the physical body. When someone has a limb amputated, what is known as phantom pain is occasionally experienced. This occurs because the etheric portion of that limb still remains and has a degree of sensation. Gradually, as time passes, the ethers will dissipate without the support of the physical plane, with the physical limb, and the pain will cease. The ethers in the etheric body are extremely sensitive, and they record every single thought, word, action, or feeling that we have ever expressed. This body is known as the core of all of our memories because it continually records every one of our life experiences. A portion of this vehicle is taken forward with us lifetime after lifetime. So at any given moment, our etheric body is reflecting a sum total of the thoughts, words, actions, or feelings that we have expressed through our many lifetimes. And these vibrations are reflecting through our physical bodies. The third lower vehicle is our mental body. This body is our link of mind into the world of thought. Our mental body enables us to think and project thought forms into the physical brain structure. Our mind and the process of thought are different from our physical brain structure. There's a lot of discussion at this present time in the field of psychology as to whether the mind and the brain are one and the same, or if they are two separate entities. The beings of light have clearly revealed to us that the brain and our mind are two separate entities. The brain is merely the instrument through which our mind projects our thoughts into the physical realm. Just as we are not our physical body, but rather our body is merely the vehicle we use to move around in the physical plane, our brain is not our mind or mental body, but rather the vehicle, the instrument, that our mind uses to channel thoughts into the physical plane. Our brain can be chemically imbalanced or physically damaged that causes mental illness or schizophrenia or depression or all kinds of imbalances. But our mind is always whole and complete, absorbing all of the experience that we are going through, even though it can't project necessarily the thoughts to express that through the physical brain structure. Our fourth vehicle is the emotional body. This is the energy field through which we express all of our feelings and emotions. This body is the largest of our four lower bodies. And the greatest amount of our life energy is released through this vehicle. Up to 80% of all of our energy that we release is released through our emotions. The other 20% of our energy is released through our other three bodies, through our physical actions, through our records and memories, and through our thoughts. Our physical body is comprised of 80% water, and so is our emotional body. It is for this reason that unusual things happen during the full moon. Scientifically, we know that the full moon has a powerful effect on the magnetic pull of the water element. This additional gravitational pull during the full moon affects the tides of the ocean and the water element in our physical body and our emotional bodies as well. If we are balanced and centered, the additional energy field of the full moon can have an extremely constructive effect on us. But if we are out of balance or off center, the additional pressure of the emotional body can make us go berserk or do weird things. There's often full moon meditations to take advantage of the positive energy that we experience when we are balanced. The newspapers are always filled with reports of increased crime during full moons, and this is because of this phenomenon. That's why the words lunacy or lunatic were coined as a derivative from the Latin word luna, meaning moon. The importance of knowing about our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies is that an imbalance in any one of them can eventually result in the illness or disease of our physical body, as these discordant vibrations reverberate through the atomic cellular structures of our physical body. At the present time, the medical world is declaring that as much as 80% of all illness may be psychosomatic. Many people think this means the illness is all in our head or imaginary, but that is not what psychosomatic means at all. A psychosomatic illness is a bodily disorder or a malfunction that is induced by mental or emotional disturbances. This does not mean it is all in our imagination, but rather it is a physical illness that has been created through the misuse of thoughts and feelings. This is a very complicated subject, and we have truly just begun to scratch the surface of discovering the effects of our thoughts and feelings on the health of our physical body. But we seem to be proving more and more that as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. What we hold in our consciousness, we begin to manifest in our physical body. When I was a counselor, I worked specifically with helping people accept responsibility for the healing process of their bodies. Far too many times I have seen the symptoms of illness subside with medical treatment, only to recur a short time after the treatment was stopped. We can treat symptoms forever and temporarily achieve a semblance of relief, but if we don't correct whatever it is that is causing the malfunction of our immune system and allow the illness to take hold of our bodies, it will continue to recur. To attain vibrant health, it is imperative that we evaluate our illness and try to discover just why our physical bodies became susceptible to disease in the first place. Each of us individually is responsible for the health of our body, and only we can accurately determine what has occurred in our lives or our many lifetimes that affected us so intensely that we allowed the breakdown of our physical body as a result of it. In most instances, it is certainly not a deliberate or a conscious decision on our part, but through the process of natural law, the law of the circle, it is the end result. As a counselor, it was not my job to tell people what they were doing wrong, but merely functioning as a catalyst to help them to the point of realization through their own self-awareness. In many instances, it may be from other time frames and dimensions that are now manifesting in our lives, and we certainly don't need to go back and evaluate previous lifetimes or existences. That often is just a distraction from our present time and purpose and reason for being. But what we can do is accept responsibility by saying, okay, I may not understand how or why I have created this particular situation, but I am going to accept that somehow, somewhere, sometime, through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, I have created a frequency of vibration that has allowed my body to be lowered in vibration and allowed this disease to take hold. Now it is time for me to accelerate my vibration back up into a frequency that will transcend this disease. My patients and I discovered many times in very interesting things about the manifestation of disease. And it may seem like an oversimplification, but many times our thoughts and the simple things that we are saying, our body takes seriously. I'm in no way suggesting that this is true in every case, but in many times we have observed that the malfunction of the physical body is due to years of persistent negative attitudes, fears, prejudice, and beliefs that we can practically and tangibly see we are still doing. The possibility of this occurrence are legion, but I'm going to express to you or share with you just a few of the more common examples as food for thought. I have worked with people, for instance, that have developed cataracts, and upon analysis, they will come to the conclusion that for years they were offended by the negative things going on in their lives, and they just plain didn't like what they saw. Subconsciously, they were sending their body messages indicating, I don't like what I'm seeing, and I don't want to see this pain and suffering anymore. Eventually, their bodies believed that message and began cooperating by closing off the path of vision. Cataracts, of course, can be surgically treated, but if the attitude is not corrected, they will grow back. So, of course, we don't like to see the pain and suffering of the world, but if we shift our attitude and say, okay, this is being brought to my attention, so I can flood it with light and perceive the perfection of what can manifest instead of that, transforming that situation, blazing the violet flame through it, and envisioning what you want to manifest instead of the negativity, we shift that attitude within our body and our mind and our heart. We will automatically learn to perceive perfection and the divine potential within all things. A similar affliction can occur with hearing and a perpetual attitude that I don't want to hear that anymore. And we gradually register in the intelligence of the body that we don't like what we're hearing, and our body will cooperate by blocking our hearing. Many people are having heart problems and all kinds of things going on in the emotional center of their body. This vortex of energy through which we channel love into the physical plane, this heart chakra is a very powerful effect on our physical heart. And often if people are having difficulty or unable to express and receive love freely, they can block the flow of energy through their heart chakra, which gradually reflects as a blockage in their heart system and their circulatory system, causing varying degrees of malfunction in the heart. I've also observed people who are bitter and angry or resentful, refusing to partake in the sweetness of life. They often develop malfunctions in the pancreas, creating hypoglycemia or sugar diabetes through the system that develops and balances the sugar intake in their body. And as I said, this may sound oversimplified, but it's very interesting to observe how often these things happen. Often people who have difficulty experiencing security or stability in their lives or who lack structure begin developing problems with the foundation or structure of their physical body. So they start having problems with their bones, their joints, their muscles, and the structure of their body. It's not unusual for people who have fear of interrelating with other people to develop serious skin problems or obesity, to try to make themselves offensive to others so that they don't have to deal with other people. They build fortresses around them to keep them from having to deal with interpersonal relationships. I've worked with people who are egotistical and arrogantly power-oriented. They develop problems with their throat chakra, which is our power center and corresponds to the thyroid gland. These people can often have goiters or other problems associated with the thyroid. Many times people who are critical or are judgmental or abuse power of speech in other ways develop pyorrhea or other oral disorders. People who have various difficult situations going on in their lives to the extent that they're fed up or that they can't stomach something anymore will begin manifesting all manner of digestive and stomach disorders. On occasion, I've worked with terminally ill patients who have decided that life is not worth living, and they subconsciously have chosen what they consider to be a sociably acceptable means of suicide. If we poison ourselves or jump off of a cliff or hold a gun to our head, we create a barrage of guilt and resentment in our loved ones. But they think that if they create a terminal illness, we accomplish the same end result of leaving the physical plane without the blame or hard feelings. So it seems. Again, there is no mocking natural law, and to do so is a gross misqualification of pure energy. I've given these examples not to accuse or to blame us, and certainly not so that we can try to figure out anyone else's problems, but merely to give each of us food for thought to evaluate our own personal circumstances. As I mentioned, these circumstances clearly do not exist in every case of the aforementioned diseases. But for us to really get to the core of our problem, we need to be completely honest with our self-evaluation. The more insight we have in our illnesses, the more effective we will be in attaining permanent healing. So in understanding natural law, we must realize that only perfection is sent forth from the universal source of all life, our Father, Mother, God. That means, very practically and tangibly, that anything less than vibrant health is therefore a human miscreation. Consequently, disease in all of its forms is self-inflicted through one means or another. When we think that we've had hundreds, maybe even thousands of lifetimes, and that at any given moment we are a sum total of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that we have released, it is very easy to comprehend how we might have created situations that have caused the breakdown of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I feel confident in saying that the majority of diseases are caused by the misapplication of the law of harmony through negative patterns of thought, opinions, attitudes, beliefs, and feelings. Through scientific research, we have discovered that when the sentiments of envy, hate, fear, anger, and resentment are habitual emotions in the body, they are capable of starting organic changes that actually result in genuine disease. Scientists have stated that there is mind power in every cell, and each cell is filled with life, light, intelligence, and substance, which forms our atomic structure. When we continually send destructive messages to the intelligence within these cells, they begin to obey our command and eventually outpicture our distorted programming. In order to restore the physical body back into an instrument of vibrant health, we need to thoroughly evaluate our thinking patterns and attitudes. After we have pinpointed the problem, we can then take the necessary steps to change our destructive habits and begin drawing perfect health into every cell, organ, and function of our bodies. The first step in the healing process is to stop our destructive habits. When we observe and monitor what is going on in our four lower bodies and strive through self-discipline to eliminate negative habits that are self-defeating, for example, we begin to change what is going on in our bodies. Every function of the physical body, whether we are talking about our ability to think, move, speak, digest food, breathe, produce food, restore cells, produce blood, heal ourselves, or whatever, is a direct result of certain chemical reactions. If the proper chemicals are not present in the form of vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, cell salts, etc., then the body cannot produce the proper hormones, enzymes, and cells to allow the body to effectively perform its specific tasks. Since our physical bodies are such magnificent instruments, they will compensate for the vitamin and mineral deficiencies for quite some time. But eventually, they will no longer be able to bear the extra burden, and the malfunction will occur, resulting in some form of physical illness or disease. Each one of us individually has the responsibility of supplying the proper chemicals to our body. If we want to remain in a state of optimum health, we must learn what our body needs and how we can best fulfill those needs. The purpose of this sharing is not to give a lesson in nutrition. Health food stores are filled with excellent books on this subject that will help you establish a program for yourself. The general rule is the purer the food and the closer it is to its natural organic state when we consume it, in other words, the less processing it has been through, the more nutritious it is, and the less stress it causes on the physical body. That is a very important factor in the process of healing. Our physical body needs proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, as well as vitamins, minerals, and water. These elements come in a variety of forms, and for us to determine just what form is best for our body, it may take a little time and concentration, but it is important for us to educate ourselves and to seek the guidance of competent, nutritionally trained doctors and healing practitioners. But I assure you that if you want to stop the degenerative process of your physical body and achieve buoyant health, it will be well worth your effort. While we are in the process of learning about our own individual needs, we can begin our return to health by getting plenty of fresh air, exercise, and improving our diets. We can improve our diets by consuming a wide variety of fresh fruits and organic vegetables and fruits, nuts and seeds, whole grains, pure dairy products, natural oils, and pure water. It will also help us to eliminate highly processed, refined foods that have been stripped of their natural value. Many of these foods are just empty calories. We need to apply all of the factors of good health if we are to attain vibrant and energized state of health. We may be physically supplying our bodies with the correct balance of nutrition, but if we're still bombarding it with negative thoughts, feelings, or memories, our nutritional efforts will be of no avail. So in addition to proper care of our physical bodies, which is really the temple of the Most High Living God, we need to be cognizant and in control of our thoughts, words, and actions. We must be deliberate about health. We know that whatever we put our attention and energy into, we intensify. Therefore, it is critical for us to stop giving power to disease through our fear and worry. For instance, we think of cancer as a powerful entity that comes in and ravages our body. The truth is that cancer cells are very weak, confused cells and can only take hold of our body when we are in an extremely low state of immunity. We need to put our attention on what we want, not what we don't want. Through creative visualization, we need to begin seeing, feeling, and thinking of ourselves as being perpetually in a state of vibrant health and energy. It is important to continue with sound medical treatment throughout the healing process whenever it is indicated. but don't allow anyone to instill a feeling of hopelessness in you. Resentment, anger, fear, hatred, and all of the other negative emotions we may feel toward the disease only compound the problem. Disease is a form of misqualified energy, and as we learn, there is no way to destroy energy. All we can do is raise it back into a harmonious frequency of vibration, which actually means love it back into the light. So instead of hating our disease, we need to work with it just like we do any other negative circumstance that is occurring in our life. We need to acknowledge that this is our own energy that we misqualified at one time or another during our earthly sojourn. We should then be grateful for the opportunity to transmute this negative energy back into its original perfection and ask for forgiveness for misqualifying this precious gift of life. Finally, we should fill the energy with the pink essence of pure divine love and literally love it free. So the four simple steps: acceptance, acknowledging that this is our own misqualified energy returning to us so that we can love it back into the light. Acceptance. The next step is gratitude. Gratitude for the opportunity to transmute the vibration of this misqualified energy back into its original perfection. Gratitude. The next step is forgiveness. Forgiveness of ourselves for abusing our precious gift of life in whatever way that created this disease. Forgiveness. And the fourth step is love. Loving the misqualified energy, the disease, back into a state of vibrant health and harmony. Love. These are powerful catalysts in our healing process. After applying these four steps, we can accelerate the healing process by consciously accepting, through the efficacy of faith, our ability to use the full power of our thoughts and feelings to heal. Then reinforce this faith with positive affirmations, creative visualizations, and deliberately channeling healing energy into our body. Controlled breathing exercises, and the buoyant feeling of success. This process will be described in great detail in our next sharing on our radio program. But for now, I want to mention at this point that there comes a time in each of our lives when our learning experience in the physical plane are completed. And I think it's fairly safe to say that no one is going to get off this planet alive. Richard Bach, in his wonderful book Illusion, said that there is a test to determine if one's work on Earth is finished. And the test is, if you are alive, it isn't. The reason for mentioning this now is that often when we think of healing, we automatically think this means that we will not have to leave the earth plane. If our work here is complete, we are going to leave the physical plane, even if the healing is completed to perfection. The important thing to understand is that we can leave this physical realm in a state of perfect peace and harmony, instead of leaving through the process of an agonizing, degenerative disease. So regardless of whether or not it is time for us to make our transition into the higher realms of perfection, we still owe it to the precious life energy we have misqualified that is manifesting now as a physical illness to put forth every effort possible to restore it back to perfection. In other words, to a perfect state of health. There are some wonderful tools that we can apply to accomplish this task. Many of these exercises have been given to us by the Company of Heaven. Because of the need of the hour, the Company of Heaven is reaching out to assist us in unprecedented ways. As we are accelerating in vibration through the natural ascension process that this earth is going through, people throughout the planet, by the millions and probably even billions, are going through various challenges. Every day, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are being accelerated in energy, vibration, and consciousness, the maximum that we can withstand in every 24-hour period. This is causing some real stress at a cellular level. And so people are beginning to experience all kinds of unusual things, not only diseases that they can't even identify, which are being called designer diseases, but all kinds of symptoms that the doctors cannot identify as being associated with any particular form of disease. People are going through stressful things in their joints and in their cellular structures at all levels, in their physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and all of this is being accelerated. We're also being bombarded by things that have been building in momentum for the past few decades. There are more chemicals being added to our food, more environmental stresses and pollutions that we're all being bombarded with. So people now, by the millions, are reaching out, invoking a higher power, and asking for assistance. Our prayers are always answered, and in response to the beings of light and our heartfelt pleas, our Father, Mother, God, our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, cosmic I Am, all that is, have granted permission for the beings of light associating with the temples of healing and music in the inner planes to come through the veil to meet us in new and profound ways, bringing healing light to the masses of humanity. Each of these activities of light that are available to us now are available to every man, woman, and child. We have produced a new CD that is called The New Order of Healing that has contained within it these energies and these gifts coming from the higher realms. We are sharing them with as many ways as we possibly can. The CD is available on our website now, and we'll talk about it more as we move through these times. But for today, I would like to share with you some of the information and the healing affirmations that are on this CD that will help us so that we can begin this process here and now. The most intensified frequency of healing available to humanity is the sacred fire that pulsates in the inner temples of healing and music. The hierarch of these temples, beloved Mother Mary and Hilarion, who was Saint Paul in one of his embodiments, the Ascended Master Hilarion, are bringing forth new frequencies of healing. These higher frequencies are known. This is a magnificent emerald and violet flame that is known as the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. This emerald green and violet flame is a fifth dimensional frequency of healing, and this year is being raised into a higher frequency than we have ever been able to experience. So I would like for you to now go within to the divinity of your heart and follow me through this visualization through the full power of your attention. We are empowering these energies now to help each and every one of us create a shift, a catalyst, a jump start to this transformational process that is necessary for all of us. So together now, joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are joining with us this sacred and holy day. We are going to empower these energies into the physical plane. And as this light flows through our heart flame, it will simultaneously flow through the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth, and through humanity to the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata in the body of Mother Earth to help heal and calm the cleansing and purging that is taking place now all over the world. Please join with me in consciousness now and go within to the divinity of your own heart flame. Beloved presence of God, I am. Through the divinity blazing in every heart, I invoke the legions of light associated with the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. This emerald green flame with a violet radiance is the most powerful frequency of healing available in the fifth dimension. It transcends everything less than purity and vibrant health, and it is the force of healing for the new earth. Legions of light, beloved Mother Mary, beloved Hilarion, and all of the angels of healing throughout infinity, blaze forth the most intensified activity of this healing flame that cosmic law will allow. Project this sacred fire into the core of purity in every electron of precious life energy evolving on Earth. Instantly transmute every frequency of vibration in any facet of life that conflicts with the immaculate concept of humanity's solar light bodies and the infinite perfection of the new earth. Beloved ones, increase this activity of healing light daily and hourly with every breath I take. Allow me to be the open door for the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation. Allow me to be a force of healing for all life that I come in contact with during my earthly sojourn. And beloved ones, please, magnetize into my sphere of influence every person, place, condition, or thing that I can assist in any way with God's healing light. Give me the divine opportunities to love all life free on this sweet earth. I am open. I am willing. I am receptive. And I am grateful. I am God's healing flame in action on earth. As God's most holy name, I am. Now, beloved ones, breathe in deeply and return your consciousness to the room. Become aware of your physical body. Inhaling, exhaling, and as you're ready, you may open your eyes. Feeling these energies securely anchored through your heart flame, know that this is a time of transformation. Beloved ones, we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose are doing everything that we can to make this information readily available to every person on the earth who is interested in this sacred knowledge pouring forth from the realms of illumined truth. I'm delighted to announce that our new webinars are now up on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. These webinars are free and open to the public, to anybody on the planet that has a computer and has access to the World Wide Web. They're set up in two different DVDs that can also be purchased if you'd rather do that. These individual DVDs are wonderful, high-quality, high-definition DVDs, and they are listed on the website in individual chapters. Part 1 of Take Charge of Your Life and Part 2 of Take Charge of Your Life, so that they're very easy to go in and listen to them one at a time or pick any out that you want to listen to. This is really a powerful time, and I want to thank you for your willingness to add to the light of the world. Be sure and join with us next week as we continue this process of healing. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Our website, once again, is eraofpeace.org. God bless you. Create a wonderful week for yourself.